Stress is the test for every relationship. The beginnings of romantic relationships are usually great because everyone is putting on an act showing how nice and giving he or she can be while hiding their selfishness. But it is only a performance. We pretend to be givers rather than takers for as long as we can. That is because most people are attracted to unconditional givers. When we start dating someone new, we fantasize that he or she is completely unselfish and unconditionally loving. But eventually, some stressful situation destroys the fantasy, exposing the other person's true selfish nature. We are always disappointed or even shocked when the other person's selfishness is revealed. It is easy to give at the beginning of a relationship when it is new and exciting. Everyone knows how to fake it for a month or more. But it is not easy to be loving and giving when stressful situations arise, such as jealousy, the loss of health, the loss of a job, or the death of a loved one. Stress tests the relationship. But whenever that day comes, some deep level of trust is broken and illusions are shattered. Sometimes a person can turn around 180 degrees by doing something completely unexpected, such as saying something unkind or mean. Then you think, did you really just say that? Now she or he is not being loving the way you have always expected her to be. You may think, wow, I thought you were able to give more when you're under stress and you can't. That's disappointing. Now I don't like you as much. Somewhere inside, a door closes and a wall is built. Then you may decide to stay in the relationship only for dependence, familiarity, or the fear of loneliness. Whenever two people eventually face stress together as a couple, that brings their individual levels of selfishness out into the open, testing how loving and giving each party really is underneath the giving act in the beginning. It is in difficult circumstances that one can see how well romantic partners can give to each other unconditionally.